for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha. Please, really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
I don't know why that's so funny.
And Ryan.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because of Nathan. Not Nathan.
Yeah, well, that too. It's like painfully country. He's cool, though.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 106.
Six. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan. I'm a sleepy Ryan tonight.
Sleepy Ryan.
Are you sleepy sleeps?
I think Katamari Damacy and Shadow of the Colossus put you to sleep.
That Shadow of the Colossus would make me fall asleep, too.
There's a plug right
Katamari
there.
Katamari Damacy.
So, do you like Katamari Damacy so far, Ricky?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
For everybody that has not played Katamari Damacy, it's a PS2 game where you play this little dude who rolls around this ball that sticks to everything, and you gather more and more shit, and that's about it. You roll it up, you roll things up, and yeah, Ricky hasn't played it, so we got it, and he tried it. And
the king of the cosmos destroyed all the stars in the sky, and he has a gigantic cod piece.
It's pretty big.
You have to roll up shit and turn it into stars. It's very fun. It's like an old school game on a new schooler system. Even though PST's not new school, it's, you know, it's newer. It's not like fucking NES or like Famicom shit.
But yeah, it's cool and very random. And I'm sure everybody has already played it before. But
I've never played it. I never heard of it until I was listening to the Pink Geek podcast. And they were always talking about it, but I had no idea what it was.
That game gives me a false representation that in Japan, there's shit everywhere.
Hey, like man, that sounds pretty good.
All over the sound effects now.
It's kind of loud, though.
I know. I was like, oh, what the fuck is that?
That's why one ear.
I thought you were YouTubing over
there. Hey, man, that sounds pretty good. Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
What is that?
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Some that guy says, good, hey, man, sounds pretty good.
That's my close personal friend, Gary Busey.
I don't know. That's not gruff enough to be Gary Busey.
No.
Whoa, what happened?
What'd you do?
Something's unplugged.
Oh, you unplugged us.
Hello? Okay.
Better?
Is it better?
Yeah.
I wait.
Okay, I'm not moving anymore. I just wanted to move my leg up.
Oh, okay, man, we need to put this on pause.
Hey, why don't you use my headphones?
Here we go. We're back.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to fuck everything up.
We fix everything in edit. Our shit's so overproduced. This sound like fucking Linkin
Park. Here we go.
Park.
This is what it sounds like. This is Starfast. These are our listeners. They're pissed.
Is this the New York Stock Exchange? What the hell is this?
It's this angry crowd.
I don't like those sound effects, though. I like the ones off the website. Stop it.
I'm trying to do the volume.
That sounds like Angry Mob circa 1972. In like downtown Tokyo. Oh no, Godzilla come!
With crap
Godzilla
everywhere.
Yeah. Godzilla come and kill us! Hide the babies!
So.
Hide all the Chinese food!
I don't know. I think like the sound effects that we got at the Virgin Mega Center at this Disney World, those like, I don't know. All right. The ones online are better.
Yeah, like...
Godzilla come.
Because they don't start immediately.
Like this one?
It's like silence and then it starts. That was Ricky this morning.
Damn.
No, I like this one. This one. Damn it.
Whoa.
That sounded pure.
Where's Gina? I'm just joking. So,
I put that one on synth.
So, yeah.
Park will make an album out of it.
Crawl
crawling in my ass. This fart, it smells so bad.
I can't believe they put their song on the Transformers movie. I was like, no. It scarred that movie forever now. Now they have Linkin Park on them.
Somebody was arguing about how great Linkin Park sounds the other day on some forums that I was on while I was at work. And I was like, you know, pretty much anything will sound good if you, like, overproduce it that much. Like, I could scratch my balls and remix it, and it'll sound fucking awesome.
And then R. Kelly will come out with
And it'll piss all over you. Piss all over your balls.
It will piss all over you. Watch out, ladies. He likes to pee on you.
R. Kelly's doo-doo butter.
Ooh.
All right, so at work the other day, it was nighttime, and yes, I'm eating Crunch and Munch, and fuck you.
Crunch and Munch.
I like Fiddle Faddle better.
But you have like a stockpile of snack food over there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, these are stale, so I only have one now. But
they're still edible.
This is what it sounds like when Herb is doing
the doves
show.
Cry.
Did you just buy like 75 different fart sound effects?
He just likes those the most.
This is called slurping, slopping noises.
They just did this with some gack.
I know, right?
I love that stuff.
It smells
that
so bad.
That shit smelled like fish, though.
Hey, yeah, hey. I was at work. And this African, like, Haitian, Bahamian guy comes up. I couldn't tell. But he was really, really black. He wasn't American black. And he came up and he was like, I need to buy camera. To film me and my girlfriend. I was like, okay, you know, this one we have here, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no. Not digital camera. He's like, I need camcorder to videotape me and my girlfriend making love. I was like,
making love.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, you know what you don't do on camera, by the way?
Make love. No.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
You fuck.
That's
you fucking. Fuck on camera.
Maybe sex, but mostly just fucking. That's like teabagging, like.
Well,
crazy
I'm glad
shit.
I was there, though, because if anybody else had answered his question, like, he would have been kicked out of the store. Like, I'm sorry, sir, this is not appropriate for Walmart. Get out, you know. He would have been like, it's because I'm black. And it's like, yes, get out, sir.
I have to sell meth addicts pencils, okay? They have to write a lot.
But yeah, it was weird. And I never had something like that in retail before. So everybody tells your retail stories. I don't know. Everybody's worked at retail at least at one point, right?
I worked at a gas station.
There's weird shit that happens at retail and gas stations.
This chick walked in one time and had like, it was wrapped. It was in the wrapper, but had a condom in her mouth. Like was holding a condom while she was going through money. And I was like,
I've done that.
Bitch, you know you holding it. That's dirty as hell.
Couldn't you just put it in your pocket?
I know, right? No, I was reaching in my pocket. It was in my pocket. I took it out and I put it in my mouth and I was trying to get what else.
No, but she continued to do that finished transaction.
Like, nom, nom, nom.
Didn't ever like put it, make any effort. It walked in the store with it and walked
did
out.
Did it
of the
sound
store
like Crunch and Munch?
No.
Like,
I don't know. It was probably more like if you put tinfoil in there. And that's probably
I didn't realize what it was when I put it in my mouth. I just put it in there.
I often
that's what they
find
all say.
Like little stashes of condoms.
I didn't know what that was when I stuck it.
That's
in
how
my
it
mouth.
Always happens.
And stuff, and I'll like find them at work. And I'll be like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Oh."
We need to put them in the living room. Then.
What else were we going to talk about?
I was going to talk about what happened to me last Sunday.
I was going to talk about my anus.
Dude,
okay, we'll
the
skip
smell
that.
does it justice. We don't need to talk about it.
It's shaped like the Star of David.
Your brown eye.
All right, what?
So last Sunday, Samantha and I, we were up in North Lake, and we were trying to find some sound effect CDs, and we went to the bookstore or whatever. So we're at the red light, and there's this police officer behind me, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Don't you mean last Saturday? Because last Sunday we went to Disney.
Yeah, last Saturday, whatever. Okay. Whatever fucking day it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were driving down, we were coming down south, And you know where the racetrack is on the north side?
Oh, yeah.
And then right across the street, there's like a liquor store. And then right next to that, there's like these trailer things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like so, for everybody that doesn't live in Lakeland.
Right. So we were driving. I was like, that police officer is really close to me. Why is he riding me so much? And then all of a sudden I hear. And then they pull me over. So anyway, Herb.
Cute.
His car didn't have back brake lights.
Fucking
so
bullshit.
They pull me over and they give me a ticket for the brake lights not working and also his registration not being in his car. But this is the kicker. It took 6 police officers and 3 cars to pull me over.
What?
Yes.
Dude, it's always like that. Like, what are they doing?
Step out of the car! No, his brake lights are down! Throw a grenade in there!
This is exactly how it went down. He asked me to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah, his voice is really funny.
He was like, I'm going to explain this to you right now. This is why you have this ticket.
Did Donald Trump pull you over?
I know, right? The reason you have this ticket is because your brake lights are out. Do you understand me? Do you understand what this ticket's for? Do you also understand that you need to have your registration in your car?
Dr. Phil and
I'm like, oh,
Trump had a love child and it joined the police academy.
I was like looking behind me. I was like, is there a
I
want to
be a police officer in Central Florida. One of my daddies is a psychologist. The other of daddy's my daddies,
daddy's daddies
is a billionaire who likes to bang crazy blondes.
But anyway. I was so mad. And it was 40 minutes. I had to sit there for 40 minutes. Damn. And they came up and they're like tapping on the car like I was smuggling.
$275 tickets that I have to pay.
Lame.
But if he pays them in 30 days, he only has to pay like $7.
Yeah, but still, it's like, what am I paying for? First of all, before anybody jumps on me, like our listeners, because I know it's going to happen, I don't keep my registration.
I keep mine in my wallet.
Exactly. You never keep your registration
Nobody
in the car.
Nobody else drives my car.
Right,
so.
Because when someone steals your car, then they own your car.
Yeah. Not the registration.
No, you
have
to tie
your registration to your car.
They do not own your car.
But they don't own your car.
They,
but if
they
a cop
don't, but if
them,
a cop pulls them over, they're
they'll
less
be like, oh, okay.
They'll be like, I'm borrowing my friend's car. And they'll be like,
well,
oh,
that's
okay.
What I did. And if they trusted me. They didn't take me to jail. So
what if you leave your license? What if the you could say, I left my license and my ID at home, but this is my registration?
If you've reported your car stolen, when they run your tag before they. Who's not
but if you didn't, what
stole?
If I was at work?
I don't know yet.
What if I was at work and somebody stole it?
He's at work. Say I walk into work 9 a.m.
and somebody
my
steals it at
9:04,
and then a cop pulls them over. They'll
cop
think it's their
them
fucking
over
car.
Around
you never
11
keep
o'clock.
It in the car. That's a horrible idea.
Okay, so that's the craziest scenario I've ever heard of.
No, it most cars get stolen when the person who owns the car is at work. It happened to my dad.
I'm not saying that
or at the gym. Likely. That's a big place.
But what I'm saying
or
is that
church.
It is very unlikely that somebody
then you're
is going
be
to
in
steal
there
your car.
And then get pulled over?
And then get pulled over.
Yeah, they will.
No, and then get pulled over.
Because they go
the
crazy.
Cop is not going to think that there's... Or they don't... somebody who's stealing a car probably already has a charge. All right, on their record, when they run their license, they're probably already going to have.
Well, they let him go, and the license plate was Arizona, and he didn't have a registration, and he could,
right,
you know, it was like,
and
well,
you don't have any priors, do you?
Yeah, no. But it's like, well, you know,
and you explain that. Hey,
put it this
it's
way,
my boyfriend's
it's like,
car. He
well,
just
I didn't say
the
boyfriend.
Yeah, there's no way
because then you get.
Do you understand? Do you understand that I want you to suck my big fucking cock?
I'm going to tell these like, 6 other police officers to take a
gang
hike.
Bang you.
I mean, you can keep your registration wherever you want, but don't
no, to me, it's just
over
like
the megaphone.
Right. No, I know. I just, sir, I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm very bad with my wallet, and if I keep it in there, then I don't have a registration at all.
Yeah, well, most people aren't really
well,
bad with
that. Well, he said
this.
Tell your friend to keep a copy in the car. That's all I'm going to say.
I thought you're not allowed to copy it.
When Ricky was done, I was like, don't drive my car.
You can get a copy from the tag people, the title people.
Oh, I wonder how much that costs.
$7.
That's bullshit.
That's a, that, yeah, that's
it's
too much.
$7
it's a piece
for fucking
of paper.
Kinko's. It's Kinko's.
Well, we're paying $7.50 for the ticket.
Yeah,
so.
But that's stupid. Why am I even paying for that?
Do you have to like just present it?
I told him.
Can't you just do the thing? Because I thought if your tag, brake, whatever lights are out, you can if you get it fixed or replaced.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but we have to pay $750 for the fucking secretary administration fee. It's like, fuck you, dude. I'm not paying some secretary's like bullshit hour pay.
But if you're going to let somebody else borrow your car, you're going to need to keep a copy in there, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, dumbass.
No, dude, I'm whatever. Saying he's dumb.
One person is driven my
car.
And,
dude, the taillights was fucking bullshit, because later when he pulls in, I'm like, what is in the fucking back of my car, Ricky?
Bright enough.
What's in the fucking back of my car right now?
They're not bright
enough.
I
said, what's that thing on the back of my car right now? And he's like, taillights? I'm like, exactly!
But they're not bright enough when
no,
it's bright
outside.
No,
but the middle one is bright enough. The middle light on the back of a car is to suffice for when the other two break.
Damn.
No. This was fucking stupid.
But you have to have all three. That's the law. That's
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Steven was pulled over 2 times within 5 minutes of each other.
And
the same thing. Not having the two taillights on the side.
The other thing is, you can't give someone a ticket for something they don't re- like. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not driving behind my own car. I don't know that my taillights are out during the fucking day.
Wow, you're really loud.
I'm sorry.
To prevent that, though, or to get around that, it is a legal requirement you do a walk around. Before you drive,
how
your
can
vehicle.
You check your own taillights during the day?
I don't know
exactly.
But they you set require up you to do your own walk around,
dude. Whatever.
But
it was
you
like
you still can't check your brake lights if you're alone.
If you have a brick, you
that's
can.
What I'm saying. How can you check your own brake lights
if you have
what's
a brick?
This brick
that's
for?
Why
it's
you strategically place a row of mirrors behind your car, so that when you put your brake lights
right,
on, you
stupid,
see it.
And it was just like, dude, I drove all the way from. Here
do you understand that you should have people following you around at all times to tell you if any of your lights are misfiring
and
or
gave
out?
This, like, he gave him this speech, like you know. Like, put it this way. If they were going to go to all the trouble to get 3 cops, or 3 cars and 6 cops and 2 tickets, it's like, why didn't they just take my fucking car?
Ricky looks
like,
dangerous.
Don't make such a big-ass deal.
Oh, yeah. I
that's
so
what they
dangerous.
Do. No, they
dangerous.
Do that around here. They usually,
but
they
it's
only
like,
do
well,
two,
and the other thing
but
was
they
like,
do it just in case. Like, if it's something where it could possibly escalate, they'll have 2. If it's something like you were just speeding or something like that, they'll usually only have 1.
But, dude, it's the same logic to me as, like, look, in Phoenix, it gets, like, 27 degrees outside. So if it's going to get that cold, it better fucking snow or else don't get that cold. It's like one or the other. You can't have one without the other. So if you're going
to
pull
that
me over.
Nothing to do with
No. Listen to me. If you're going to pull me over with 3 fucking cop cars, just take me the fuck in. Don't use all that time just to give me a piece of paper.
I am not going to jail.
I didn't want you to go to jail. I'm saying they could have towed my car.
Remember Harold and Kumar when he's like standing there?
I never saw
and
it.
And he's like, no, because you're that fucking dude who was in high school. You were a jock and you're, you know, big shit or whatever. Push guys like me and, you know, push guys like us around. He's like, but then we all graduated. And then you didn't have anybody to push around anymore. So then you decided, you know what? I'll be a cop so I can still push people around. Then he goes and, like, takes them both to jail. And he's like, yeah, see, I told him. But then they're in jail.
Yeah. Same shit, man. I don't know. It was just like, look, officer, somebody in Florida is not going to drive to Arizona and steal a car and bring it back to Florida, since it's like once you hit Florida, you're
it could be a tourist car.
No, but it just nobody would do that. It doesn't make sense to have like a stolen
well,
Arizona
I just know
car in Florida.
That the police officer was really cute.
Oh my god.
He was the one so who was high. All like, "Do you understand?"
Yeah. I was waiting for say, "Get on your fucking knees, boy."
This is Officer Farva.
He kept like bending them just in case.
Do you need my assistance?
Like, okay.
And of course, how tall was this guy?
Like 4 foot.
What?
Idiots.
That doesn't
hey,
cute.
All,
sir,
all,
please
all
step
short
out of the car. I cannot see over your driver's side window.
How dude, can he be cute and only be 4 feet?
To all of our listeners,
well,
it
was like
cute, five. Like a leprechaun or a puppy or
like Ryan.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
do
like
a
I'm a little.
Or
I'm
a
little
puppy.
Thing.
No, look,
I'm
look,
small.
Here's the end of my spiel. Here's the end of my spiel. Listeners, if you are
if
a
anything,
short male, shut the fuck up and deal with being a short male and stop acting like an asshole because nobody likes you anyway.
Like
this
the
goes
dog.
Right. This goes to everybody. If you're short, you're short. Whatever. Make it up in the bedroom.
Napoleon.
Right. Don't be
yeah,
an asshole.
Yeah, just do what I do and make it up in the bedroom. Tear shit up.
Yeah, man. Be like, you want to see what's short now? I'll show you something fucking short.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be amused if somebody was like, I will show you something short. I've seen that.
No, but...
I'm good.
You know what I mean. You know,
let me tell you something short.
Right.
I've seen shorter.
At least you're enthused about it, right? I guess. You've got some confidence.
It's just like, dude, don't take out your shitty-ass self-esteem on everybody else because you're a short loser.
Yeah.
It's not about the size. It's how you use it, right?
No.
That's what people with tiny penises say.
No, that's so... It's both. It's
yeah.
Because there's such a thing as too big. There's such a thing as too small. Too small doesn't do shit.
And too big is like, ouch, get off me.
Yeah, too
For
big
real.
Is you're pushing your knees into them kind of shit.
Yeah. Too big is like, hey, I'm having another pregnancy, except it's coming back in. Ouch.
Is that your fist? Oh.
Alrighty, so let's get off that. Things got a little heated.
Yes.
Dude, I'm sorry. Cops are fucking crap. I know like one cool cop. All the other ones
I know
drive around and do nothing.
They're hot when they're in porn.
A lot of them through my mom, because my mom works for the police station.
Yeah, my cousins
do. So I've met a lot of them. I've actually been pulled over by quite a few really cool cops.
Well, that's cool.
Sheriff's Department, however, like Lakeland Police Department, they're usually really cool with me. Once it gets to the Polk County Sheriff's Department, fucking assholes. Like, tell, like, lies and stories.
187,
then,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I had to bust a cap with my nine. Shit.
I really like the Polk County Sheriff's Department.
They're always dicks.
I don't
but that's because you live in Winter Haven.
Well,
yeah,
no,
but
like,
see,
when they
I don't
arrested
know how you
me,
would...
they were real cool and they were like
oh,
hanging out with
what
me.
Were you arrested
stuff.
For?
Arrested you?
Yeah, when I was 16.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Was he like, this is what you do? Like,
no,
do you
no,
understand?
We
are
really
going
cool.
game aiming you.
And then the guy was like, I got arrested for possession and for some paraphernalia stuff. And we had an 8-inch acrylic. And the guy was all like, I'm taking that from the evidence locker. He's like, well, I wonder what time they're going to put it in there. And he was just being real cool and real sweet. And he was sitting next to me and he was rubbing my back and saying, it's
this
okay.
This was at school?
Dude, that's
oh,
gross.
Damn.
No, this is at the
he was trying
sheriff's
to get
department.
Some.
Yeah,
no, where did you get arrested?
Don't
I
get
got arrested
some
at my friend Sean's house. His
oh
mom
my God.
Called the police on us.
Bitch.
Boy, I lived there. It was very complicated.
Yeah, she stole
so anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, she's a fucking cunt.
So you remember the episode that we did with Dustin, right? The first one?
Yes,
like the
I was
one.
There.
Well, we had a few...
You were kind of there, dude.
No, yeah, I was crapping
yeah,
most
really,
of that.
Like, yeah.
What happened?
You're like there.
I think
oh, wait,
high.
No. I wasn't crapping. I was talking to you on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that was when I had my crisis.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a
so,
crisis.
Did you finalize it?
All objects located.
Oh, my God, everything's been stolen!
I'm like,
no,
did you check her vagina?
Well, no, because the night before I had been drunk at a party. I had left my purse on a little swingy thing for like half the night, and then I come home and none of my shit is there.
With where friends and their family
so
friends.
Where was it all?
Oh, the DS was... I think the DS was in the car. The iPod was in the diaper bag.
Oh, my God.
And what else was I missing?
And, of course, it's white.
Your
you
wallet.
Know,
so. Wallet.
Oh, my wallet was, I think, in my jacket pocket. I told you I'm bad with that fucking wallet.
I told you something was in that car.
Yeah.
I can't
all right, so we got a little bit of feedback from those shows.
Like good feedback?
Good and kind of
bad.
What's
his name? Bjorn. Bjorn was going to like write this huge reply about my thing on AIDS. Like
oh, yeah.
a discussion thing. He's like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I should do it because it's like already like five episodes ago. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
We'll
I'm
read
like,
it.
Dude, whatever. Do it anyway.
I'm about cool. to read one here in a minute. But right. Angry Goatee said he loved the question and answers from the show. It was a good change of pace for the episode.
103.
But what he... 102. Yeah, 103.
Yeah, the one with Dustin.
What he wanted to see some pictures of us while we were recording to see what we looked like or who, you know, who sits where. So if you go on the blog, I've already posted that.
Yeah.
So. Did Drew give them to you?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Cool.
He sent them to me
cool.
and then I gave them to him.
So go on to the blog. You can get there by going to foulmonkeys.com.
On the top right.
Top right. Click that box. It'll take you right there.
There's cool pictures and videos and shit.
So, yeah.
I really got confused
yeah.
there for a minute.
All right, so we do have like a weird kind of feedback. Now, let me say this right now.
The views and opinions expressed on Foul Monkeys are the views and opinions
of listeners.
Those listeners only, not production management of Foul Monkeys itself.
Right.
So this is actually from Jeremiah, the guy in Mississippi. You know that talks Reverend like that?
Jeremiah. He's the weirdest Southern person I've ever, like, half met on the internet. He talks like he's, like, fucking Reverend Jameson. Like
so
James.
I asked him to make sure it was okay to read this.
But when he writes, he's, like, very, very intelligent writing. And it's like, I just don't expect that out of somebody from Mississippi. Sorry.
So can I read this now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You kept building it up. Shit.
It's a good show, even though it was very ultra left-wing commie-leaning.
Ooh.
Oh.
There are two sides of all stories. Every intelligence agency on the Earth tried to stop the Iraq war. It is a war that can't be won without real war, which would entail killing every living thing and leveling the country. Then pushing the bodies and their shit into the sea to restore the proper borders of ancient Israel. See, I am the other side of the story, the ultra-Zionist, right-leaning American Jew who screams, nuke the bastards. And the statement, Muslims are the most part peaceful, what the fuck ever, that would like be comparing AIDS to the flu. They are the scum of the earth, and peace will not come until they all are dead. Anyone who is
Even
honest
babies?
At the policy level would tell you this, the Western world cannot exist in their world. What we as Americans do not understand is there is no fear of death in the Middle East. The vast majority of Americans would not die for any cause. It is the greatest honor to die in jihad. We do not understand the people or culture. Israel should be allowed to kill them all and take our land back. Land that was stolen from us 3,000 years ago. Then the world could come march towards peace. So that's...
You just read
that was his response.
Dude,
piss
like,
me off.
Dude, you can't say other side of the story unless you've been to Iraq or Afghanistan. I would take Dustin's word over any other word any other day because he's actually there. That's all you got to say.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
And, well, you know, it's opinion, so...
Oh, I understand. Yeah. He's entitled to his own opinion, but to make a generalization about an entire population of people just because
right.
you're Jewish doesn't... That doesn't make any sense at all, and that's... I'm sorry, I think that's
right.
wrong.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's had
Except
shit.
For if it's against rich people. They're all up to no good. I'm serious. If you're rich, you're evil. Money equals evil. People with lots of money have lots of evil.
I don't think that anybody should make a generalization about an entire population of people
right.
just because of
They're
a
rich.
Few
Yeah, man,
shocking
that's
extremists.
What Hitler did, dude. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
Hobos may, like, you
but
know,
on the other
steal
side.
Money from some people, but they don't, like, embezzle millions of dollars so they can fucking have, you know,
See, but like,
chicks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the minute somebody
I
says...
I need an extra prostitute in my hot tub. I think I'll steal the pension for our workers.
I don't know. The minute anybody says left wing or right wing, I automatically close my mind because
yeah.
if you're one way or the other, then you're not right. I'm not saying there's a universal right or wrong, but there must be a balance. There's
you
no one or the other.
Every
way.
Story and every
yeah,
scenario,
there's no black or white. It's always
it
in
every
the middle.
Side before you make any judgments or any kind of.
Well,
know.
On the other hand, we did have someone that listened to that episode the first time, a first time listener, and said they enjoyed the show and that they'd still be tuning in. Danny G.
Oh, they're going to be surprised.
Right.
Is he not tuning in anymore?
No, he said he is going to be tuning in. He
okay.
liked it. He liked the show.
Well, no, Jeremiah.
So that's
and you know Jeremiah will too. He loves us.
And actually, Jeremiah also made another comment on
that was pretty,
an email.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
He actually made a comment on the website that said the only good and peaceful Muslim is a dead one.
Wow.
I was like,
hey,
know,
so
when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh.
No, I'm.
I mean, I totally don't agree with that.
Can we?
That's
can we?
Too.
Can we talk about what's his? We'll put on pause.
Why?
Because if I say it, you're gonna edit it out, so I wanna say it off the air before you edit me out.
It was
back.
All right, well, never mind. Go ahead.
Fanta, don't you want? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
We have some other stuff here.
Wait. So what did Danny G say? He just said that he loved it.
He said that was the first time he's ever listened, and that he'll still keep listening. He actually added himself to the Frapper map. He's from Texas City, Texas.
Dude.
So that's like a million listeners
like
in Texas.
The 16th person in Texas.
I'm sorry, but goddamn.
That's more Texas
that's
than anybody.
That's some Texas shit right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Texas City, Texas.
Are they in Texas County?
It's like Florida City, Florida. Yeah.
There's a Florida City, I think.
Yeah, there's two of them.
We need
there's one up here and then there's one down south.
Some states,
think of another
reposition their borders, maybe like Wyoming or some crap like that, where like, you know, there's nobody living in Wyoming.
Buffalo.
If you live in Wyoming, call in and disprove me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Montana.
You can't.
No.
Right, if you could fax us a driver's license, I'd like to see it.
Could you give them a fax number, please?
Shut up. Scan it and send it to the email.
To the Kinkos of
I don't remember the new one. I don't remember the new one.
What do you mean the new one?
blank@filemonkeys.com.
No, it's filemonkeys@gmail.com.
What happened to your filemonkeys.com address that you just found out you had?
What?
No, I deleted all that. We're not.
Oh.
Foulmonkeys@gmail.com is our email address.
Okay, well, email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Don't confuse the listeners.
You know what? Just type foulmonkeys and then enter all kinds of extra letters around it, and eventually you'll...
Or just say
thousand
from
monkeys
Wyoming.
With a thousand.
Why do they got to go through like?
No,
all
I need proof. I need proof because any dipshit can call in and say he's from
Wyoming.
Well,
look at their IP address.
Wyoming.
Yeah, Herb might call and be like, "I'm from Wyoming." What was it?
I don't even know what they sound like.
Yeah,
though.
No one does because they don't exist.
What about what's the other one?
I would prefer if
was
you were
Kansan?
Born in Wyoming.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. There are people in Wyoming because there's this place called Big. Hole or something.
Well,
Wyoming.
Big
Wyoming.
Hole. Awesome.
Where well, there's got to be somebody
the
in the
I
capital.
I live in a big hole in Wyoming. Do a lot of meth.
There is a lot of meth in Wyoming.
That's what I hear.
White kids.
That's what I hear. But like, who's doing this meth? You know, bears?
There are people in Wyoming.
That's what I'm just saying. I want proof.
No,
I want,
it's
before
really
I believe
easy,
it,
though,
I want proof.
To have a higher like percentage of meth.
Well, dude, the bears.
It's such a widespread space.
Any
like,
bears?
Nobody can smell it. You don't live in a suburb where.
And bears love meth.
But dude, any bears that are doing meth will soon be like, you know, ferrets or badgers because they'll get all skinny and shit. They won't be bears anymore.
I don't know. Oh,
they'll turn into ferrets.
Whatever.
You know?
Whatever. You know what I mean? I'm talking about grizzlies, the mighty grizzly or the pizzly bear. You guys know what a pizzly bear is?
Or the 50-year-old cigar daddy bear.
Grizzly bear mates with a polar bear. It makes like a dirty blonde-looking bear, and it's called a pizzly bear. I swear to God that this really exists. It is called a pizzly bear.
There's probably like silver daddy cigar.
I think there's like five of them or something like that. But it's like polar bears and grizzly bears getting it on, making a pizzly bear.
That's hot.
Six in the morning.
So we have another feedback about the whole deal with another podcast taking off their episode because of something that was said on our show.
Yeah, it was okay.
So
I didn't even understand that. It's so fast. Like,
yeah, like, that was gay.
Yeah, it was gay.
Yeah, it was gay.
So anyway, we have someone, actually Jeremiah, responded.
He loves us, man. There's nothing to do with Mississippi.
Kill
so
all
let's
the,
just...
AIDS, the people with AIDS. Send
oh,
them to the
don't
moon,
say that.
Blah,
they'll
blah,
have to
blah.
Pull somebody else. Somebody else
yeah,
will
yeah,
have to pull
I was
that.
Speaking
off.
For Jeremiah.
quote.
Well, this is what
end
he
quote.
Says. This is what he says. Sugar, some queens get worked up if you want to drink a real beer. Don't let others and what they think affect you one moment. There's a whole world out there of ideas on HIV and AIDS. It goes from government-based germ warfare to God is killing those evil fags. Don't let some queens whoring it up in Atlanta, Georgia, stop the magic known as foul monkeys. If you use a condom, HIV/AIDS is not your problem. However, should one be a rest area truck stop queen, then get ready for the daily cocktail of 10 pills if you can afford it.
Like
I don't
Magic
think...
Johnson.
Right.
I don't think Medicaid should have to pay for HIV/AIDS treatments. Why should taxpayers be forced to foot the bill for someone's whoring ways or drug use? This all goes back to the laws of nature of the strongest survive. Who would even want to hold court with someone that would get offended by a person's view on HIV? Then again, I am an evil Jew, log cabin Republican. Does that make me self-hating?
Probably. Dude, again, you can't.
Log cabin?
Yeah.
Aren't all Jews self-hating? I was just kidding.
Damn! Damn.
I was like, should I play the crickets?
Shit. I was just kidding.
Well, that's why they're so good.
Well,
at comedy.
Again, though, he drops everything into like two categories. Either you're a whore or
everything. It's black and white with him.
It's too, like, black and white, dude. That's not how the world works. Right.
Based on what he's saying, I am now under the impression that everybody from Mississippi is retarded.
Right. Let's generalize like
black
that.
Black and white.
You didn't think that before then?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Because
we love you.
You know, think that everybody should be given a chance. So.
Right. Well,
I think
you can't generalize.
Yeah,
because
some people got AIDS through a blood transfusion,
right.
Or some people
they were born.
Or rape. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Or dancing.
You know, again, opinions.
Or their moms
that's
had
the
AIDS
devil's.
You didn't ask
you
me
know,
more.
Dancing exactly. is the devil's way of giving you AIDS.
Right. I hope no one cuts that sound bit out, puts it on their own show, and insists that everyone thinks that I said this.
Dude, whatever. You know what I heard? Like, Big Fun Drew, he told me today that the greatest thing about our show is that when he listens to us, he just feels like we're hanging out with us. Like
that we're chilling.
Just, he's with us. Like, he's laughing.
I wonder
and talking
if he wants
us.
To touch us.
And well, definitely. And and he was like, you know, and I've listened to some other podcasts. And he was like, you know, I've given them like a couple listens and they're just too gay. So I like your show because it's like.
You guys are not that gay.
No,
yeah, they're like not gay at all.
There are some, there's a couple podcasts that I really like that are gay, you know, gay podcasts, but they're
yeah.
gay, so.
But it's just I don't know. So he said some cool shit. So Drew, you're awesome. So,
this is like a feedback show. We might do like a second episode or something after
is
this.
Is it all going to piss me off? Or
no, right? Actually, here's a good one.
Okay.
Hey, this is Lindsay from Newhall. I was so surprised when you guys said my name on the Frapper map update. I think you were awesome and hilarious. Unfortunately, I missed episodes 1 through 65 and then some other ones, and I was so sad that you removed them because I wanted to hear you guys in the beginning. Oh, well. I think the whole San Francisco thing is hilarious. That guy is such a freaking asshole for calling you guys out. I hope you have many more episodes. I'll keep listening no matter what. Lindsay.
It wasn't even really calling out either, because calling out references that you actually did something wrong.
Right.
Right.
But smart. Do you think she'd really want to hear episodes 1 through 50?
1 through 4 are awesome. Or at least 4 is awesome. I know 4 is awesome.
Yeah.
4 was actually the most
downloaded
until episode before I remember.
Yeah, because like we even referenced it in later episodes, being like, hey, go back, download that episode. Yeah,
that's the fart episode.
Misty's
poor Misty. I called her today, but she didn't answer the phone.
She was missing.
She
missed it out.
We saw her today. I
she missed it out
for a minute, and I was like, "Hey, come on over." She's like,
"Come on over, Miss Diesel."
I feel bad now.
Why?
I didn't mean to be mean, Jeremiah.
Oh, don't apologize,
yeah, man.
I know, but
you weren't being mean. You were
listener,
joking.
So.
Doing here, let me. Maybe this will make it better. He'll probably still keep listening. How about this? How about we do this? This will make it better.
Everything can be solved by fun sound clips.
Laugh with me.
Conflict in the Middle East. Send over sound clips.
I think if somebody got some giant JBL speakers, and I say JBL because they use those at Woodstock and they're awesome speakers. If they got like some huge ass like Katamari JBL speakers and played Rapper's Delight, I think it would cause world peace. Because everybody knows that song no matter where you're from. And everybody knows the words because it came from Good Times. So it's an awesome song. It brings people together.
We had a lot of feedback on the last episode that we had, the Pink Geek podcast. It was a lot of video game talk, but I don't want to go there.
Hey, what kind of feedback?
Just that they like the show and it reminds them that they want to buy different games and stuff. I love you, Lala, but I do not want to go back to that episode.
Damn.
Dude, whatever. You bought two video games.
They forced
today.
Me to start talking like geekdom.
Like, how did they do that?
They started talking about something. I was like, oh, I read something on the news about da-da-da-da-da.
So they didn't force you to talk.
You instigated.
You tried to change the subject.
We ran with it, man.
You did the research and then just
it was by
it
accident.
Up. You accidentally researched
it. I accidentally researched
things?
It. Oh. It happens.
Fallout 3. That's all I got to say.
This guy at the Walmart thing, the Harry Potter thing, had a Halo tattoo. And
what? That's what? Ridiculous.
And the guy in front of him was like, "Oh, dog, your tattoo is so awesome." And I'm like, "Now you look like a douche."
Okay, okay, not to be like generalizing black and white, but like fucking bullet in both of those guys' heads.
Oh.
No fucking kidding.
No, yeah. it was like a Chinese douchebag. Guy, and like
I don't
like
care who
Chinese,
they are. Halo
like,
tattoo, you're dead. You're fucking gay.
Seriously.
No, that's like the worst thing ever. That's like getting a World of Warcraft like brand on your asshole. No.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the horde tattoo right over here.
Like
for
if,
the
if
horde,
you wanted
y'all.
To get something that was like some kind of video game. Die!
What was really
if
funny,
you
though,
wanted to get a video game tattoo, I would say get something more like, you know, legendary, like, you know, like Pac-Man or something that started video games, like, you know, I don't know, Atari, Namco, Konami, whatever. But
I Halo?
Would
get, I'd does get, this make you want to do this?
I would get a
yes.
I'm sorry, really go ahead.
Mario
though.
Below my nipple doing the thing like this.
My friend
and then
has
above
her.
My nipple, a mushroom.
Was that the guy that was, you know, all like, "Oh, your tattoo is so awesome," asked him when, you know, Halo 3 was coming out. And the guy
no,
said
know.
No, the guy said 2008, and I'm like, "No.
It's actually coming out September 25th.
Yeah, I'm like, "It's coming out in September of this year." And the guy's like, no, it's 2008. I would know. I got that tattoo. And I'm like, I think I would read
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
I just
they don't
saw
just,
it on TV.
You're
today.
Not allowed to get Halo tattoos unless you're experienced.
You pass a quiz at the tattoo
parlor. Dude, all right, we're gonna I love the Halo guys,
Halo
though, because it's like,
but before
they're like, "Man,
do.
Come on, play Halo with me. I'll pwn you." It's like, dude, fuck you. Let's take in some fucking GoldenEye. I'll
Hell,
own your ass.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck Halo.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I've never gotten into Halo. They're like, "Oh, you just can't handle it." I'm like, no. Mm-mm. One, I really...
It's too slow.
At the time, I really wasn't into the PS2 at all. Because it was like right when it first came out, or
yeah.
not PS2,
Xbox. Yeah,
Xbox.
Because
yeah. There's no good games for the Xbox other than like
DOA.
Supposedly
and
Halo.
And Panzer Dragoon.
I didn't, but there's not enough good games to warrant buying the system unless you plan on modding it. So
true.
And
what
I didn't have anybody
Xbox.
To mod it, and
oh,
I didn't have
I was
money
just
to get it modded.
I wanted to buy one.
So I was like, bump that.
No, he's talking about a regular Xbox.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not talking about 360.
Yeah, we have two of those.
Yeah.
Do you have any modded ones?
No.
I don't know what that means.
You know, it's funny, though, because I have, like, the most games, aside from Dreamcast, I have for Xbox. Not because I'm, like, a huge fan of the system, but because there's lots of stuff that's, like, only on Xbox that I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, any game that's on all three, I'll get an Xbox because it looks better. Same shit. You know what I mean?
I was telling Herb like that Xbox. I wanted to get a 360.
I told him he shouldn't, though, because he doesn't like first-person shooters or sports games. And that's, like, the whole
thing. There are other games on there that you can play. I don't like first-person shooters
Guitar
or
Hero.
Sports games. And
Fallout
3
is coming out on
the
Xbox.
He wants to watch me play Bioshock. That's what it is.
I don't know. I liked a lot of stuff that was
And
on
it's
there.
Cheaper than that.
Oblivion
or
was
PlayStation.
Really good on there.
Yeah.
Fantasy
yeah.
Star Online was really good on there. Saints Row.
He doesn't like RPGs any, either.
UA 4. Yeah. You would like Oblivion, I think.
I don't know.
No, I think he'd get bored with Oblivion.
It is fun, though. I think that's too experience point for him.
He would, yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of walking around.
What did you think about Katamari? Seriously, like, what do you...
It was good, but I was starting to get a headache, so I didn't want to play anymore.
Because the music or because
the... No,
because
I was getting a tolerance. You'll build up a tolerance.
You build up some Katamari.
It's fun. It's just kind of aggravating. I have to learn how to move around.
It's, you know, from that genre of Japanese Caesar animation...
Like,
seizure-inducing robots.
Yeah. Seizure.
You know what I didn't understand is while I was playing that game, why everything isn't upside down like it is in Chinatown. In Chinese-burg.
And why isn't Robert Chinese-burg. De Niro there, man? Because he takes everybody to Chinatown. How come he never stops by?
I don't know.
Somebody responded to the photos that I posted today. From the party at
Dustin's. Hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's Jeremiah.
What party?
Shit, dude.
The party you guys had last week with Dustin.
The little...
The one
the
that
party.
You got drunk at?
The one with the pool where you lost all your shit.
I'm not in those, are am I?
No.
Okay, good.
But you might.
Were you in the hot tub?
You may be.
Yes.
There is a hot tub picture.
You weren't.
I don't think she was probably in it at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, because if she's in it and there's a picture... It's us fucking.
Yeah. Because that was the only time we were really
and
in
then
the
jacuzzi
tub.
Water getting foamy
we fucked
and everybody
in the hot tub
leaving.
And then got out.
That's
we're
so
like,
all gross.
Right, time to go.
Didn't that get a little hot?
No,
it
was a little
awkward.
It was
pretty sweet. Yeah, my ex-girlfriend was also in the hot tub.
With
yeah,
Drew.
With your friend.
Making out with one of my best friends.
It was really funny.
She's like, oh, I didn't even know you guys were having sex.
She was really immersed.
Yeah, man. It was like American Pie.
Anyway, he said, a hot tub with a chocolate fountain beside it looks like an MTV Real World Lakeland.
I know, right? I know.
It would be great if you replaced it. If you replaced everyone in the hot tub with really horny chasers on a Viagra rush, now that would be make for must see TV.
Yeah, he's a chubby boy.
I had a really good time at Dustin's party.
I had a really good time.
Here's the one right here.
Dustin's party.
This is the one.
And doing other stuff.
What else did we do?
Stephanie,
partied, but
you weren't in there yet. But there's Fur and there's Drew. And other bitches I don't know. But they were cool.
I didn't go in there unless...
And I'm like over here somewhere.
Why in any of these pictures?
You're not in the... You're not in the... Here you go. There's you.
I'm just really
you're
glad
the last
half of me.
Yeah, this part. There's another half of you.
No, I look really bad.
Wow. Put those two pictures together.
There you go.
You were very friendly.
Huh?
You're very friendly.
How's that very friendly?
You're friendly.
Imagine that. I'm playing video
Not like friendly. Like just... Oh my God, Cedric, you're my favorite person. I love you so much.
Yeah, he was telling me that you were telling everybody that we were cute together or something.
You guys are.
I know. Like, we are cute together.
I would say that's sober. I thought you said friendly like I was grabbing your shit. And I'm like, I don't remember doing that.
No, my shit was in the toilet. I'm just...
Oh!
I didn't do anything. I just did him.
I was just being silly.
Like seven times.
And then the water got like foamy, and then people
Ew,
left.
That is gross. Foamy water.
No, it was not foamy.
We didn't do it eight times. We only did it once in
the
hot tub.
We only did it once in the hot tub, and then like seven times in the RV.
No, it was like three... I think we only technically fucked three times.
No.
Anyway.
No, I came that many times.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because we had sex in the hot tub, in the car, and in the RV.
Yeah.
And Ethan slept through all of it.
Yes, he did.
Baby Ethan.
He's good life.
I know, right?
Living with us, he has to be.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you let him, like, run all over because you're like, hey, shh. We'll let you, like, totally act crazy at Ricky and Herb's house if you, like, shut the fuck up during sex and don't say anything.
He was pretty good today.
I don't have sex while he's awake.
Wait, what?
I don't
Why
have
not?
Sex while he's awake.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. No, I was just
Traumatizing.
Joking.
Traumatizing.
It probably is. Ryan's like, whatever, man, let's go.
Mommy. Yeah. So, we have some phone calls.
Okay.
This is from Enrique from California.
Enrique.
That's what I always say every time I say his name. Here we go.
Hey, Fall Monkeys, what's up? This is Enrique from California. I just wanted to say what's up.
Come to California.
And I enjoy the show when you guys have those guys. They sounded super hot. Anyways, I'll call you guys later. Bye.
Super hot.
So he liked Dustin and Drew and...
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Dominic?
Dustin is, like, a good-looking guy. I mean, like, totally not attracted to me, but, like, you know... Like good looking, like you were good looking with your hair the other day, you know, like that good looking, dude. like I can, yeah, not now, just the other day. Yeah, I'm just joking.
Just the
dude.
Other day,
yeah. No, but Dustin's
too skinny for me.
He is pretty skinny.
Have you seen Ryan with his glasses off and his hair straight?
Is it cute?
Oh, he's
is
so
he very emo?
Fucking sexy.
Hold on.
Are you like Copeland?
It's straight now, isn't it?
No,
it's real curly.
Like curly.
Yeah, it got curly. Honey.
Well,
it's
wavish, but I wouldn't call that curly. Curly is like fucking, you know, like carrot top.
Yeah. But he gets the stubble and his hair's all straight. Mm-hmm. Like it.
Straight.
And he looks There's like Antonio Banderas, but he's a gringo.
Look like Antonio Banderas.
No, but I mean like, you know, the scruff and the hair, it's like Antonio Banderas.
Are you Mexican or Mexican?
Puta.
Are there any more calls?
Yes, we have another one. I'm just tearing up some shit over here.
Damn.
So here we go. This is actually from a local listener. We were supposed to have lunch with her today, but she had to cancel.
Loser.
But here she is.
Damn.
Hey, good morning, Foul Monkeys. This is Jen saying what's up. Heard about the hating ass bitch. Tell her she needs to suck my ass. Whatever's whatever. Love you guys. All the fucking listeners need to call in. These guys fucking rock. Quit being fucking shitty. Call in. Give them some love. Kisses, guys.
She is straight up Thank Polk you. County.
Man.
I don't think she's from Polk County.
I'm from the South Side.
She has embraced it, though.
I don't know who the bitch is.
I don't know, because every time a girl says hating ass bitch, I think she's talking about me. I'm like, what are
hey,
I
she's
doing?
Probably talking about our lovely Southern Florida friends who had a problem with our AIDS thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm not for sure. I don't know.
Because usually I refer to bitches as guys or girls. It doesn't really matter. But she could
I refer to bitches as ladies.
As lady friends?
Yes, as females. Be like, hey, you bitches need to eat some more cake.
So
you're too damn skinny. Are you know, skinny bitches. Like,
we have... Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I was just going on about skinny bitches.
Skinny
if
bitches.
You're skinny, you're probably going to be a bitch. Anything else is a cunt.
Man, we like them chubby kids. All right.
I was just going to say that someone else is going to have to do these noises. I can't concentrate and try to do them at the same time.
I'll do them. I'll stick them on my thing.
There's so many of them.
That's what she said.
Oh, you have to. You promised a listener that you'd do something.
I've already done it like 4 times.
You did?
Yeah.
You haven't even been paying attention.
Oh my God. Do it again.
I'm going to drop a deuce.
One of the hosts of Pod is My Cod. Fuck.
Pod is My Codfish.
Pod is My Codpiece.
Yeah.
Pod is my co-pilot.
Co-pilot. There
he loves it when Ryan says, just drop a deuce.
Were you really gonna say pot is my god?
I was gonna say that.
A
I don't know
Freudian
what
there.
Where? Damn.
Like, you
thinking about
visit?
The king of the cosmos over there? Like
he's already Katamari.
This is what I was thinking about. This is exactly what I was thinking about.
You can hear the bed too. But they couldn't just get the girl. They had to get the bed too.
They probably just had some chick jump.
But you know what they
going.
Call it? They call it heavy breathing, right? They don't call it actually orgasm.
No, woman fucking.
Oh, okay. Because the other one was no, but the other one was heavy breathing, and she sounded just like that, like with the bed and everything. It was like
I want to see if she comes.
Is it really long?
It's like a minute.
Hey, we got time. Let's talk over it. We'll check back on it.
We should have constant sex noises going on in the background. Find our show not offensive enough.
She doesn't come.
Welcome to Foul Times 2.
But she does this, though. It's a queef.
Oh! Cleveland Steamer.
It's a queef.
That was a queef.
Have you queefed, Stephanie? Please.
I don't think so, have I?
Not that I know of.
He's like, I don't go down there, babe.
I don't think that there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's just air.
So when you open up your legs, does this happen?
Damn.
Nothing happens when she opens up her legs. Ew, like a fucking plague?
Bees? Or locusts? Oh, locusts! Damn it! That was the second time that happened this week. You know, look, I'm just trying to have sex. Okay? You should have never fucked that dude, Moses, or the Pharaoh,
yeah, dude.
And then he taught about your burning bush and fucking locusts coming out
and
of there.
Painted red shit on your doors, on your meat curtains.
Every time you open your legs, it's like, bata, bata, bata,
bata, bata, bata, bata. That's a
hey,
woman masturbating.
Whoa, so we're
calls?
Yeah, what CD did you
Some
get?
Of these I downloaded from online.
People having
Virgin
sex
Megastore.
Sound effects.
That's Foul Monkey.
And
right there.
I thought that was the end of the master.
Damn, she was tearing it up.
Hey,
switch them like that.
Do we have more calls?
No, that's all the calls. Can you believe that shit?
Would you fucking rathers? Let's do it.
Would you?
Yeah, it's time.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Would you rather do this or that?
Sorry. It's my lip piercing.
We need the that recording that says do not add your own soundtrack on the movies.
Oh yeah. Please stop adding your own soundtrack to the movie. Oops.
Yeah, I don't think Ricky needs to be in control of it.
Dude, just wait till I get it. It'll be like everything will have like a sound effect attached to it.
Oh God.
Great.
Every fucking words.
Am I supposed to wait to look at it?
No, you can go ahead. You can go
first.
We
need to make our own sound drops, though, so that I don't have to keep doing the movie announcer voice all the time.
Everybody's reading.
Okay.
Go first, dude.
All right. Would you rather have a permanent got milk mustache?
Or don't sound so fucking excited.
Have small holes in your cheeks that allow fluids to leak through like a strainer. I like the ones where it's like, would you rather be able to shoot lasers out of your balls or
fart a rocket out of your ass?
Grow fingernails made of pure steel or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what you
this
got.
This sucks.
You must deal with what you got, dude.
Really, fucking give me
if you're Muslim, you must deal with the fact that you are
either
only good when you're dead.
They are equally lame, so I would take either one, I guess. I guess the second one, because it's
you
less explaining.
Right.
I'll just be like, I got a tracheotomy, and people are dumb enough that they won't know what the fuck that is.
All right, man. Would you rather I can't say R's and L's very fast. I mess up. Would you rather utter all exclamations during sex in Shakespearean speak or haiku?
Haiku.
Haiku.
I'm gonna fuck you, bitch. I'm gonna make you come real bad. Fuck me, baby. Fuck.
It's 575.
I don't even remember. They have,
fuck you.
What no, I said, one? I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah, but you don't say.
It's not words. It's syllables.
Yeah, you can't say certain things.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's
see, here it goes.
Well, then drop off the bitch.
Oh, yeah, do me, yeah. Like Willow Reed in Cool Pond. Pinch my nipple. Sounds like Janet Jackson. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, I guess haiku.
Haiku.
For me. Be more fun.
Would you rather have calves as thick as your waist? I'd be in fucking trouble.
Actually, you know, most guys that I've dated have calves or thighs that are as big as my waist. It's funny.
Or forearms as thick as your neck. I'd rather have the forearms.
Like Goro?
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather have
forearms.
No, forearms like Popeye.
Ah, right. I am what I am.
I'd go with the forearms.
My calves are
yeah,
big.
I'd go with the forearms, and then I would get steel plating attached to them.
Already
bulletproof
have,
titanium.
I have like an Inspector Gadget neck, so I take
go
the forearms.
On a bank robbery spree. They'll call me Armzo, the Destroyer.
All right, Stephanie, you're up.
Would you rather carbon copy Peter O'Toole on all of your emails or begin every sentence with Lord knows?
Peter O'Toole.
Lord knows this podcast sucks.
I don't know who Peter O'Toole is.
Lord knows I'm going to fuck you, bitch.
So he can get all my emails.
Hey, I'm
going to
look him up right
no,
now.
No, I think he's a porn star.
Peter O'Toole?
Yeah. His name sounds extremely familiar.
Hold on.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, no. He's not a porn star.
Who is he?
He's an actor. That was like,
he'd probably just.
Oh,
take
he's an
out
old
a,
actor.
I, you know what? I would do the email thing because
he
send,
was in Lawrence of Arabia.
I
so
send approximately 50 emails a day. At
oh, he's going to be in that new movie Stardust that's coming
oh,
out with Michelle Pfeiffer.
We
I want to
really
see that.
See, I read the book. By
hey, he's in Ratatouille
really
too,
good.
And Lassie and Troy.
Well, who is he in Troy? I've seen
he was in
line.
Joan of Arc, the TV show.
Yeah, I've never seen Joan of Arc.
Yeah, but it wasn't
TV
Joan of Arc.
Show.
How long
was
that
King
TV
Priam.
Show?
1999.
Priam? King Priam in Troy?
No, I meant like how long did the show last? Right.
Oh, I
was
don't
he
know.
The guy
with
who,
of the cross and
who
it's
was
like the
like
end of the
series?
I don't think
the
it was
state.
Based on
was trying
her
to talk
life.
To Achilles.
It was just
like
called Joan
friend.
Of Arc.
Joan of Arcadia?
I never saw it.
No, it says
you never saw Troy?
Oh,
it's so good, dude. You got to see it.
Oh, it was a movie.
Alexander
sucks. I heard Alexander sucks, so I didn't even bother.
I don't remember her name.
Even though they were like, you know what? You know what'll make this movie good? We'll just chalk it full of famous people.
What?
Well, in that the Alexander that did it, like Anthony Hopkins and.
Oh, we gotta end the show. Y'all want to do a second?
Okay,
one?
Bye. I can't. We can't stay to do a second
okay.
one though.
All right. Well, we only have like 6 minutes left, so.
Oh. Yeah,
5, 4, 3, 2, 6
minutes left.
Okay.
I love this noise.
It's so silly. So we have 6 minutes left?
Yes, so...
I feel like we did Crickets. Rather
I know, this episode was kind of weird.
Why?
It was weird.
I don't know.
So it was your mom.
It's like half of it was feedback and whatever.
Yeah, for episodes I don't...
Yeah, that you haven't listened to.
106.
Well, you have internet now.
Yeah, but I don't have an iPod cord. We had to take it back.
And...
Yeah, as soon as I get one, though, I'm putting them on my iPod.
Well, I'll remind everyone to go to the website at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
You just messed that up again.
What'd I say?
You said, let's everybody go to the website at foul.
Oh, I gave the email address. Fuck.
Everybody go to foulmonkeys.com.
I'm going to record it. I'm going to
click
on
the blog on the top right.
Just play it.
Go to foulmonkeys@gmail.com and email us. Join our forever map. Definitely hit up the blog.
Check out our MySpace.
There's cool pictures and shit there.
Oh, yeah. There's still 4 bumper stickers remaining for doing an iTunes review. Excalibur or Roy from Texas. He's the first one that did it. So we have 4 more. Go on iTunes, leave us a review, that. You'll get a bumper sticker.
That's cute.
You should have listened to the last show.
I can't. He doesn't have
what
speakers.
What did we just say?
He has no speakers.
My sound
plays
card.
I heard he plays, music coming from your computer
he
yesterday.
Plays World
yeah,
World
and I can
silence.
Listen to USB. I can listen to USB, but my sound card's messed up.
So you should sit in front of the computer and listen to it.
I have a baby.
I play
that.
World of Warcraft.
Give him
yeah,
a bunch of Dyma Tap and lay him in the bed. Like,
I'm lucky I got to check my email
wireless
yesterday.
Wireless headphones, dude. Bluetooth headphones.
I'll just get an iPod cord and put them on my iPod. That works.
Put them on my iPod. So, that totally reminded me of Garrett's girlfriend.
I did that the other day in the car because I had like a pain in my throat, and he was all like, how can you talk about her
he was
when
all
you're
like,
doing it too?
Stop going so slow. Go down further, bitch.
I just looked at you, and
no,
you're like...
No, you were said... You said...
No, I just looked at you, and then you're like, no, I didn't forget to breathe. And then I was like, yeah, I was going to say...
Yeah, that's because I knew you were going to say it, because you made that face.
I just looked at you. Like,
with that face.
I was looking at you, and I was examining to see what had happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if maybe...
I thought you were going to be like... Stop going so slow, Stephanie. God damn, put it all the way in.
Wait,
in the car? I don't know.
That's backwards. Yeah. That's ass backwards.
So what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about leaving. That's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Later.
Yeah, that's all. Andre. I think that's all we have for today. So everybody have a great week. This is Ricky.
This is Herb, yo.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Ryan.
And we're out here.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep it foul.
I like blue Gatorade.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Blue's all right.
Orange is the superior Gatorade.
You're so.
The superior Gatorade.
I gotta get the laundry.
What are y'all
Where
doing
is
tomorrow?
It at? Huh? Is it in the laundry room okay. still?
Oh, you're working tomorrow?
I'm watching the baby.
Are you going to put the baby in your belly?
Yes, I'm going to eat it.